Officials say a Kremlin envoy is expected to travel to Florida for talks on a U.S. proposed plan aimed at ending the nearly four-year war in Ukraine. The move comes ahead of a possible meeting involving Ukraine, Russia, the United States, and potentially European leaders, though no date has been set. Yet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky remains skeptical that the trilateral format would deliver concrete results, noting that past contacts with Russia produced little progress beyond humanitarian outcomes such as prisoner exchanges. Major divisions remain over the road to peace. Among the sticking points, pressure on Ukraine to surrender occupied territory and abandon hopes of joining the NATO military alliance. In the latest twist, Russian President Vladimir Putin, who launched the full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022, is now calling for political changes in Kiev. I agree that power in Ukraine must eventually become legitimate and that it is impossible without holding elections, Putin says. Ukrainian President Zelensky reacted angrily, rejecting any suggestion that Moscow should dictate Ukraine's democratic process. Zelensky says it is not Putin who decides when and in what format elections take place in Ukraine. These are exclusively Ukrainian elections. Zelensky spoke at a joint news conference in Kiev with Portuguese Prime Minister Luis Montenegro, where the two countries signed agreements on closer cooperation, including joint production of maritime drones. Drones have proven essential in Ukraine's fight against Russian forces. Over the weekend, Ukrainian officials said drones struck a Russian oil rig, a military patrol ship, and other facilities. But Ukraine also suffered fresh devastation. Authorities say a Russian missile strike on port infrastructure in Odessa killed and injured dozens of people. The escalating violence underscores just how difficult it may be for a U.S.-brokered peace deal, or even a Christmas ceasefire, to take hold. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.